Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Adam Baratta. Adam is the co-founder of Advantage Gold, the author of Gold is a Better Way and Other Wealth Building Secrets Wall Street Doesn't Want You to Know. It's a best-selling book. We're talking about gold as an option. Why Adam's done an outstanding job of explaining to us why gold is doing what it's doing right now, and why he thinks it's going to be going up. Adam, remind the audience about what you do, what you and your company does for your customers.
Yes, my company's Advantage Gold. Jim, we help clients acquire physical metals inside their portfolios. We specialize in qualified plans, retirement accounts. We have our own in-house IRA department. So if you have a paper account like an IRA or a 401k, we help you transfer that into a self-directed IRA where you can own the metals inside the plan,
right?
Physical gold, silver, coins, and bars.
All right. So and give us the website, please.
My company is AdvantageGold.com.
All right. So check that out. And the book's available wherever books are sold. Gold is a better way. Hey, all right, Adam, let's talk about cryptocurrency and gold. I think when I look at the implications of cryptocurrency and I think about it over the long range, over the next 5 to 10 years, and I think I apply I overlay the demographic situation with the millennials, how they're going to feel about things. I overlay the fact that I think we're going to be doing more business with blockchain, which lends itself to be compensated on a blockchain contract by cryptocurrency. All of those things make me believe that cryptocurrency is part of our future. If it is, that could possibly diminish the dollar. And if the dollar is diminished, why won't that make gold be more valuable?
Well, that's a big question. So let's start with part one. I agree that cryptocurrencies are going to be around for a while because of some of the things they accomplish. The interest in cryptocurrencies, by the way, is a very similar interest for why people are interested in gold. It's a currency that's outside of a system that isn't controlled and manipulated, and that's one of the reasons why it's so appealing. Okay, cryptocurrencies, to me right now, are kind of like the internet stocks in the year 2000. We can all see the future. Picking which horse to bet on may not be the easiest thing at this moment.
Yeah, there are 1,500. There are 1,500 cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, it's tough to invest in them right now, in my opinion, because of just who knows who's going to break out and become the Amazon of that group. But you bring up a more interesting point, I think, Jim, which is I believe that within 7 to 10 years, we will have probably a one-world currency. That one-world currency will be digital, and that very likely, in order to set the system that I imagine will be running amok at that time in order to do this, you'll see some sort of tangible asset like gold backing the entire world monetary system.
I think what you just said is going to happen.
Step.
I think what you just said is going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen that quick. That's where I disagree with you on.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We'll find out. One thing's for sure. You mentioned it to me earlier. With the dollar being weaponized, okay, and really being used, I mean, we have some massive problems in emerging markets with Turkey and Argentina and Venezuela, and you're seeing runaway inflation. Okay,
right.
All tied to currency exchange against the dollar, and with the dollar not helping, what's happening now is the dollar is tightening. The monetary policy in our country is tightening. No, everyone else is loose, and it's really creating some real challenges our dollar is getting stronger. Everyone else is getting weaker. These become big problems for other countries. And you know, there's a saying: the friend of my enemy
is my friend.
The friend of my friend is my enemy.
Yeah.
Yes. Or the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Excuse
That's
me.
Right. That's
so
right.
What's happening is you're seeing China and the Saudis and Russia and Turkey all looking to do business outside of the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And if that continues and grows, you could see a situation where the dollar loses its superpower status
because
payments are being made outside
that
system.
And you think that could cause gold to go up? That's what you think will drive gold?
I believe that will cause gold to go up dramatically, yes.
Hey, Adam, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
Hey, Jim, absolutely. I'd love to.
Good job today. Adam Baratta, ladies and gentlemen. AdvantageGold.com is the website. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.